Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Thanks for checking out Douglas and Dragons, where Twitter Weed and Pathfinder collide.
This is what happens when you find out one of your buddies has never roleplayed before.
I tell you what,
it's time for episode 103, that's 103, of Douglas and Dragons.
Oh my god!
I can't believe it. 103 episodes.
It feels like
105.
It feels like 105. Yeah,
103. No, 103 sounds right.
Well, actually, 106, because the mythical first episode has gone missing to the ether as well.
Feels like but we still count that as a number, don't we?
No, it's we.
No,
I think that's zero.
I count all numbers as numbers.
I think it feels like the first time.
Yeah, welcome back to the number one karaoke podcast on the internet. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like classic rock songs about doing it? So does Alan White.
Look no further.
I'm here for you, baby.
Next up, Deep Purple.
How rapey is this song?
Yeah, how
whatever that means.
How rapey is Rod Stewart? All right, so
what is smoke super water?
What's up, guys? Good to be back with you. And we are streaming on Twitch once again.
Twitch, if you're not watching us play on stream every other Sunday or every Sunday or every other Sunday, you are fucking up, because this is where it's happening.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life, sir?
But you are missing out if you're on the stream and you don't listen to the podcast on all the wonderful background music and that I get from such sources as Tabletop Audio and places like that. It just makes it a great experience. So
it's a whole different experience, right? It really is. Roll 20 is fabulous website.
I'm ready.
Roll 20 is fabulous website.
No, you have to listen to the podcast. You have to listen to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podcast Garden.
Yeah. If you like us, rate us. If you don't like us, rate us. Whatever.
So speaking of the podcast.
Fuck, oh my god, yeah. No. This is an appropriate length for a train wreck that opens every episode.
Doug Michelle.
They have a term.
I'm thinking of my close brethren here.
So now you guys have, you've,
I'll tell you what happened. We killed a dragon.
That's what fucking happened.
Yeah. That's what happened.
White dragon.
Killed that shit.
Yeah, you guys got the amulet of Kalamon from the neck of the giant statue.
For how long?
Dear God.
Quite a while, yeah.
Facebook notifications tell me that on this day 1 year ago, we went into this mountain.
It's been a hell of a campaign, guys.
You have the amulet, and you guys are beat up. You're tired. You talked about taking a rest at the end of the last.
We had to go to sleep. We had to
level up.
Medically had to go to sleep.
Yes.
I'm
starting to hallucinate. I'm so tired.
So you're in this temple. Where do you want to try to camp out?
I want to camp out on one of these pathways. Ooh, fuck.
Those giant beds, we can all sleep in one.
giant piles of hay.
Frost giant bears. Well, I was thinking about at the end of one of these planks, like there's just around the corner to the north and then to the west, around this room, this darkened room above us, there's this walkway with nothing around. Like we could be on a little peninsula over here and only have that guard one direction.
I move a lot in my sleep. I don't want to
meet over here.
Yes, exactly. And if you're watching on the stream, you're seeing this ping along with me. We're all pinging.
It'll only be John's ping.
We be pinging?
No, I see your pings. Everybody should see your pings.
Everybody's got their pings out on stream.
As long as it's
right
whatever
now.
Part Those of the map I'm showing on the stream at the time.
Pinging. Okay. You don't want to sleep in this undisclosed room?
Well pinged. Well, I don't think that investigating a new room when we were like,
what's going to be
really tired?
Come on. What? Well, a giant Jay. Come on. Live
a little. One of the rooms we investigated was a horrific hot water monster that
giant, yeah,
pretty much kicked everyone's ass.
Okay, let's sleep in the dragon.
Well, everybody, not
in,
yours.
In the dragon.
In the dragon.
Like the rabbit.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Why don't we sleep in the chemical room? The alchemical room. It only has one entrance.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's a good one. I like that idea.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to rest in there.
Hopefully the fumes will, hopefully we'll wake up. Right, oh, except we gotta go all the way around because this ice is here now.
Good.
Oh, did the dragon do that to us?
Oh, yeah. He was a dick.
That mother...
Right?
He moved it when y'all ran away.
Can we get past him where he is?
And the go dragon, south? I mean, you can step on his corpse, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, can we just walk over him?
That's what we're going to do.
At his ult injury? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're hiking.
What happened with those...
vampire?
What happened with those dicks?
One died for sure.
Disappeared on you guys or something, I think.
He turned into a
vampire. Oh, yeah. Is he back there yet?
He turned into some mist and a wolf. A bat.
The door open.
Down here in the temple, where the floor fell into what is apparently a rift that's a gate to the plane of elemental plane of air.
Fuck.
We should just jump in there.
I forgot about that shit.
The vampire, Sargon, was in his dire bat form, just kind of hiding in the shadows, watching what was going on, and you guys ran back as it all caved in, and none of you saw what happened to him. Where he went, or what he did?
With the vampire dude?
Oh, yeah, he just kind of flew off, or flew in there, or who knows? Yeah.
No curiosity. So
we were talking about
vampire alert.
No, you go ahead. I'm just going to repeat what he said. It's fine. Go ahead.
We were talking about this earlier, and some of this is metagaming, but I am kind of interested in going in there.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
in the
rift.
I wanted to the passenger 57 style. Yes.
I feel like there are a lot of things that are pointing us toward that. We have this amulet that is obviously really powerful and is some kind of key to stopping Graka, but we don't know how or why. And who better to tell us than someone who lives on the elemental plane of air where this amulet was probably made? We've got money that works there.
Mm-hmm.
This vampire wasn't here. It's not a coincidence that he was here, and it's quite possible that he went in there. I don't really want to walk all the way down to the mountain again. there's actually quite a few reasons we might want to
consider making a lot of sense, guys.
Going in there.
Yeah, I don't want to walk,
but only if we all hold hands and then jump.
That's how we're going to have to do it, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
My robe is still smoking from the last blast of fire I received when I tried to cross this room, so I'm not in a rush to do that again.
That is the biggest.
Well, we're going to rest. We'll get our spells back. I can float. You can fly. Day-Day, you can float, too.
Right.
O'Shea.
I wonder if there's a way.
Yeah, fuck me, I guess, huh?
No, we can
carry you.
I think Hans can carry you. And then Rashmi, I mean,
yeah, no, he can fly. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You're an armpit O'Shea Jackson?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we all can.
Brandy?
I think there might
one person take an arm. One person take an arm.
There's got to be some disabling room to disable those traps somewhere around here, guys. That's ridiculous.
Could it be in this?
Yeah, why would you build something like that?
So let's go rest and get our shit back, and then we figure all this out.
Get your shit back.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
We got
41 key points.
How many channel burst energy boners do you have left in you, Day-Day?
Heal me. One.
Oh, okay, fuck that. Just on it. All right, never mind. I ain't saying shit.
I can go ahead and use it. I mean, if anything big attacks us at this point, we're going to be in trouble anyway. But
I can go ahead and use it. You would want to have as many hit points as possible, too, probably.
I just choked on air.
I want them all.
I hate that.
So you guys go through the tunnel, and you step over the dragon corpse and the corpse of Alessandra.
That was sad.
The sorcerer.
Should we do something about her?
Chopped into pieces. Whatever. Yes, I mean, she's just lying in the hallway.
I can give her last rites.
Next to a decapitated dragon.
Oh, I rolled really well, guys.
Oh, shit. 2-1-1-2.
Amazingly. I actually, looking at my character sheet, though, I have 2, and I'm going to go ahead and blow them both. So 19 total healing.
That's a start.
And then let's hope that nobody attacks us.
Who's hurting yet?
Me.
O'Shea has got to be, too.
Rashmi, she'll hook you up. Rashmi has,
I could use more.
She can burn some third-level spells to cast Cure Serious Wounds. Like, who's really hurting still?
I've got 60 out of 90-something.
And O'Shea.
So, I mean, if she could afford it, I would appreciate it. But if not, I understand.
Such a gentleman.
I mean, I try to be.
He's hurt more than me.
He is This is for O'Shea Jackson. 23.
Nice. Oh, 23. Very much.
There you go.
Thank you. That's for Haz. 18.
Let's see what this does to the brother.
And she's like you said, just in case, she's going to save the third level spells in case, you know, she needs to fight some. But she's guys, that was rough.
We are nothing if not cautious.
We've learned.
And a night's sleep will bring me what?
I'm not sure.
How does that work?
You're level 8, so that'll give you 8 more hit points.
Okay, so I don't need another healing. I just need a good night's sleep.
What's, John, what does a second level burn do?
If you burn one of your second level spells, it'll be a cure moderate wound. So it'll be 2d8 plus 8.
Okay. Shay, let's try to top you off so that you.
Damn.
Everybody's recovered.
Fuck. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to bed with a full tum tum.
Gulp, gulp, full.
Let me get my sheet open if I can see what my max is. Let me stop holding weed in front of the fucking camera. I'm in Oregon now. I don't know if y'all know that.
Oh, no, it is
legal there.
Oregon. Don't already what?
Yeah, check
weed
the
is legal here. According so to the, it's fine. It's
check the law.
Legally is, yeah.
Legally, this is legal weed. What the fuck was I doing on the
narc?
Our watch schedule here.
Fucking narc on me.
Right. Double right, narc.
So you guys are in this alchemist's chamber. And it's not a bad place.
I have 96 hit points.
That's a shit ton.
We drag the dragon corpse in front of the door and use it as a
smart
nice
door
barrier.
But not so close that we can't.
It takes us like 8 hours to do it. But
very tired.
Yeah. Again, in this room, there are racks of chemicals and tables of mixing equipment, small and large lime chests.
Fuck.
There's some chests on the ground as well that look like they contain. Perhaps other chemicals and alchemical equipment. You guys didn't really search this room too thoroughly.
Does one of them hold a
didn't
blanket?
Have a chance. There's a number of there's numerous tomes on other shelves, like big leather bound books.
Who told you that we were searching it now?
Well, you're in the room, so I'm telling you what you see.
Our eyes are closed right now.
Here is a big blank room. There's nothing in it. Nothing to see here.
Our eyes are closed. We can't see anything.
We're dreaming of a room.
Yeah.
You don't see shit then. Whatever.
No. The room we're in right now? Or this
we
room?
Look around. You think Hazarmaveth's not going to look around the alchemy room?
He's
going to
be snooping around there, seeing what they got. Out
loud, everything that he sees.
Yeah, the room we're in now.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the room we're in now.
Okay. I was just looking forward to getting the reloading part over and embark on our new day with bushy tails.
And then because you think Haz is going to open up a beaker,
spirit's going to come out.
Demon spirit ghost is going to pop out. Probably.
This one's not too bad. It's got a goat head. I mean, what could possibly be wrong?
With an inverted triangle carved into his forehead.
You know what? I'm going to open this other beaker too.
Man, if you guys want a super meta game, just try and watch John's face as you say stuff that may or may not happen on the command. Just see if you can glean anything from
that.
Right.
That's a good
idea. I almost turned off my video like when you guys were talking about something earlier because I'm like, I don't want to have to make a poker face here.
Go demon confirmed.
Carry my.
All right, so you guys get some rest.
Maybe Jason Farrell is right. Yeah, we go to sleep.
You guys get some rest.
Wait.
There's nothing that just...
Fuck, we don't set up a watch order at all. Never mind.
You do. I just curl up in the corner. And nobody sees anything happen. Nothing happens throughout the night.
Good. Right.
Quiet dungeon.
8 hit points all around.
And 8. Now I'm topped off. Now I'm
wake up.
I could have used time to pick my spells.
I'm going to get my cup of hot cocoa and I'm going to pull my robe around me and I'm going to go check out this one room we didn't check out.
I've been waiting to thoroughly search the alchemy room that
I'm going to leave that in Haz.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm more interested in that room too.
I'm staying with Haz in here.
All right.
I got DD's back.
All right.
Rashmi probably should. She knows stuff like alchemy, right? Maybe. I don't know.
Nope.
No? Okay. You go where you want then, Rashmi.
Well, I think Zarmaveth already rolled for alchemy in this room, and it was pretty low.
That's true. I remember that happening.
Well, how about
the next day bring me some kind of insight?
Maybe. I'll let you roll again. Say you slept on it. Let's do this room first. So are you guys just pulling these doors open?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Those?
Sounds good.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
All right. This room looks like it's some sort of jail, of prison cell.
Mm.
The front area is about 4x5 squares, 20 square. And it is, you see like a broken table and a broken chair. And the iron bars are still intact, however. And it's just like a big empty room. There's a couple skeletons in there. Otherwise, a lot of hay on the ground, like in rags and stuff strewn about. You can roll a perception check if you'd like.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming you're using your light cantrip, Daemon.
It was dark in here. Yeah, I'll put one on.
Yeah.
Sorry. Real quick, my weapon or whatever.
26.
There's 20, the roll.
26. Okay, up here.
Here.
On the north side of the room, you see something strange about the flagstone or the wall.
Really?
It looks like there's a crack of some kind. A small fissure or something.
Mm-hmm.
Can I figure out a way? So I'm going to test all the locks. Are they rusted at all?
There's one gate here. It does look pretty rusty, but it is closed.
Is there a tin roof?
I'll swing my glaive down on this rusty lock and try to break it off.
Okay, it falls apart immediately.
All right, let's get in there. Oh, you want to hold on. Who wants to go in there? Do you want to go in there or should I? One has to stay out.
I think you should because you're right. Got a better perception and you're more likely to be able to dodge out of the way of something.
Correct.
I'll walk. I on the way over there. Mm-hmm. I touch him and give him luck.
Nice. I don't walk over there, John. I float. I levitate over there like Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
To remember the
most topical of Marvel movies.
You have you have the amulet of Kalamon around your neck,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you basically the like an at will airwalk spell.
And I'm using the shit out of it.
How about that?
Without having had to do anything else.
I look like Flavor Flav with that on, right?
Okay, totally.
I thought it's
Flavor Flav
no, it's
is
like a white
public enemy number
it's
one.
Actually, and now that you look at it in the light in the morning, if you remember, it was a white marble kind of, it looked like a white marble amulet that matched the white marble stone.
Mm-hmm.
Of the giant Kalamon statue that was levitating. As soon as you removed it from the statue, it shrunk down to human size, and the whole statue crumbled, knocking the floor out of the way, and what was apparently a gate is in the center of the floor to the rift that could be open and closed, but now it's just a permanently open rift.
Good job.
We fixed that.
But now you look... So what kind of clothes do you wear? Real quick, describe your clothing.
It's like mainly green with a nice nice gold trim. Got some brown pants on and...
Like a fabric. Do you have a shirt?
It's like rayon, mostly... 20% polyester.
But it's like
an Aladdin vest.
Yeah. All right, Aladdin.
Perfect. But it's a cloth and not a a leather.
It's cloth.
And do you have a shirt? Or are you
It's a wife beater.
Bear just okay.
Wow.
The actual the coloration of the amulet is almost like chameleon.
Ooh.
Now, it kind of floats off your chest. It doesn't hang. But it now is beginning to take on the appearance of the same kind of fabric that you wear.
Oh, bling bling!
Seriously,
nicely done, amulet.
Who knows what all this thing's gonna do?
I like your style choice.
This might be a good time to say that I want to vocalize out loud to Quoven and just kind of say that I think we need to be really careful about keeping this thing. I know you're wearing it, but we need to be hide it when we sleep, keep it out of sight, which apparently it has a built-in defense mechanism to keep itself out of sight, which is nice. But we don't want to lose this thing, and I have a feeling that if what's-his-name can figure out a way to get it from us.
The vampire?
Graka the Cruel.
Oh, Graka.
Or the vampire. Or Sargon the vampire.
The vampire. Or maybe, Graka too, but I think the vampire might be after it too.
I take Day-Day's advice, and I tuck it into my shirt. Real tight. So it looks like a beating heart then, hey? It's like levitating off my chest.
It's like you have a boner coming out of your chest, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's you know what? That's the route
I figured that was more appropriate for this podcast.
Let me stress the vocabulary.
Channel energy chest.
Oh, we're the first one to say chest boner ever. I did an internet search real quick.
Hashtag chest boner.
And it led back to Douglas and Dragons podcast.
All right, I'm going to check this.
That's a hashtag for the ticker that I...
Definitely chest boners.
No, I was going to say channel energy boner.
Channel energy. Oh.
You know, it's got to... Come on, man. We need to... It needs to, have some staying power.
All night long.
Yeah, that's what the Viagra's doing.
Yeah, all right.
That's what Steve says. Huh? All right, guys.
Get it?
So I'm going to check this.
Okay, so you look at the crack in the wall, and it looks like it's... you start fiddling around, and it looks like the stone moves, and it looks like another entrance to the dwarven tunnels.
Oh, really?
What? Holy shit. Day-Day, check this out.
What is it?
It's an entrance to the dwarven tunnels. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know where.
Probably multiple. We knew there was a branching off of.
Yeah, I think we checked them all in that episode.
Yeah, you never went up. To each of the three that you had found had split off, but you never went up the other two.
All right.
So maybe that would just lead back to the same.
All right.
Well, it's good to know.
Good to know.
That would have been really good to know earlier when a dragon was chasing us around.
True.
Whatever. We lived. Are there any magical rings in there by any chance?
Hello, magical rings. Hello.
No magical rings.
No magical rings, did
you? You don't see the glint of tongue. Okay.
Nothing.
None of treasure in this dungeon.
Yeah, John. Well, there was a lot.
Most of it fell 1,000 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. The only other things in this room, like I said, there are some skeletons, and as you get a closer look, they look like they're more dwarven sized skeletons.
Oh. I get scared and I channel energy into them.
Nothing happens.
I get a loose trigger.
Gerald's
Manor, I see why.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
Let's go back to the group and see what we're going to do then.
Let's have some breakfast.
So, Hazarmaveth is poking around in this room.
Yes, sir.
Pokey poke poke.
All right. So, what are you looking around at? You want to roll an alchemy check, craft alchemy, and see if you've.
Go, Alan.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what
do it. No, I mean rah-rah, Alan.
I thought you meant hurry up.
Go, Alan, go.
I'm first trying to figure out what's half of 77. That's what I can't
success.
Figure out.
38 and a half.
37, 38 and a half,
yeah.
Okay, so
I said 33 and a half.
So shall I roll the alchemy craft?
That was the suggestion by your DM.
Done.
There you go.
26.
Indeedy.
Yeah, so you consulted your notes before you went to bed last night.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Yeah, I haven't, like, perhaps you hadn't thought about alchemy in a long time, and you're like, okay, let me go through my notes, my journals, my spell book. Because, you know, most wizards' spell books are also kind of act as journals, and so perhaps you have previous experiences, all that stuff written in there. So as you go through that, you've kind of, you know, your memory's kicking in. You're like, okay, I know what this stuff does. And you see a lot of volatile chemicals on the wall in different types of jars and stuff. And some are inert and some don't do anything unless you mix them with others and whatsoever. And like I said before, there was first time you guys came in this room, there was like one area that where there's a big burn marks on the wall and the shells are wrecked. So like something had perhaps exploded. But yeah, so you notice like, okay, there are things here that you could mix together and create an alchemist fire. Given enough time,
buddy,
you could create other, basically, most anything you can think of that you can create using alchemy, given time, you could create out of this room. Some stuff's not going to work. So you'll have, like, if you have any ideas, you'll ask me and I'll tell you. But you can create like tanglefoot bags if you had time.
Yes! I have another suggestion. What about sun rods?
You could create a sun rod, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Do that.
How long would it take to do that kind of stuff, though?
Precisely the question.
It just depends.
I mean, what are the rest of us going to do while you're puttering in your laboratory?
we can file his scrolls.
We could file them. We organize them for you. Help with
right. Yeah.
You only have three, so that's going to be really a short process.
Make yourselves useful.
So are you going to then start like going through like all the closed drawers and closed chests and all that different
absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you do find some interesting items. You find some arrows that have basically slots, like vials in the tips. So you could create like incendiary arrows or even perhaps add poison to them or something. That
Are there any crossbow bolts that do that?
There are also crossbow bolts and
this is
arrows and crossbow.
People within, this is awesome. There's weapons crafting now. I love it. I love this game mechanic.
What game did you reference?
The Evil Within.
That's what I thought you said. I gotta check that out. Anyway,
no, it's not
to derail anything. No,
it's not that great.
No, it's not.
Okay. No, it's worth referencing, not playing.
Yes.
I'm gonna suggest to Quoven that while they're doing their thing there in the lab, that we go up to the that northern room, and I'll melt the way through some ice, and we can go check that weapon room out.
Oh yeah, let's do that. I think O'Shea would like to be involved in that.
O'Shea Sam has.
Oh snap! Not even a weapon room gets you under. Wait,
I was looking at the weed. You said weapon room. I'm going with y'all.
Okay, we'll stop by and get O'Shea. Knowing how much he enjoys weapons.
All right, so you grab him.
I'm genuinely excited. I can't believe this is so nice.
So I'd like to try to set up something to make just let's experimentally sun rods while they're out there doing that. Maybe let's say one, like however long it'll take them to do that. See how far I get.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna house rule some of this stuff because
house.
Right.
If you spend a good hour,
living on the edge.
If you spend a couple hours, you can make a sun rod.
Okay, I'll start.
It'll cost whatever half the. Well, let's. There, it's pretty much cheapo stuff. So don't worry about the cost right now, because you have.
Who would I even pay?
Object.
Yeah. You know exactly.
You gotta burn the gold.
I always thought that was a weird thing. Like, I understand how it works mechanically, but it's like, what do you do with gold? Do you have to melt it? Like,
you melt it.
Does it evaporate into the ether?
We talked about this not that long ago.
Yeah.
With a ching, ching, ching sound, it disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some, like, portal to another dimension opens up, and the god of crafting says, thank you very much.
That just happened last episode.
Your shit will work now. Okay, portal. So you're going to make a sunrod, or did you want to... The other things you can make, you can make, like, vials of acid, alchemist fire, smoke sticks.
I like alchemist fire. I like...
tinder twigs.
What did Paul say? Paul said alchemy bombs.
Tickle bath, thunderstone.
From the chat.
Oh, yeah, craft beer.
Maybe think of something that you can create that you can't do already. Like, you know, that could give us a new tool.
Yeah, like you can already throw fire at people with your spells.
And we can already create light, and we can already, you know, all that stuff. I can already create smoke. Sure. So, yeah.
Maybe Tanglefoot bag.
I think of an idea. Tanglefoot bag, that's a good one. Yeah. We don't have to say that anymore.
Yeah. Antitoxins, maybe. Thunderstones.
Antitoxins, I like that too.
What's the thunderstone? There might be more complicated things you can make, but you have a pretty, even though you rolled pretty good there, you're not like a full-time alchemist, so you know the basics.
You're a full metal alchemist.
Right.
You're not a full metal alchemist. All right. So, O'Shea Jackson, you going up there to the armory?
I commend everyone on not talking about Full Metal Alchemist. Yes, I walk up to the armory.
I've never seen it. So I couldn't talk
only, about only
it.
Only in
don't talk I'm about
still,
it.
Yeah, I was just still not going to go for it. Like they holler down to me to tell me that that's what they're doing.
And no, I actually walked down there.
And just as you get to the door, Quopin goes, "Oh, O'Shea!"
My hair stands straight up,
and O'Shea walks out the door past Day Day.
What? What are you doing?
What?
It's like Marlon Brando.
We're going in the room.
Going back and forth,
and O'Shea happily jaunts down the hallway.
And you were going to
behind them.
Break the ice, or
no? I'm going to go ahead. I think it's faster. It took you quite a while to hack through the ice, didn't it?
Yeah.
The flame elemental. I'm going to go ahead and use the flame elemental.
There we go.
Oh, okay, nice.
Get cindered some work in.
I mean, can I get some swings in there too? Anyway, I'm just saying we're standing here. O'Shea's got an axe.
Well, I mean, I can cast it pretty fast, so it's not really a time thing.
Hey, let's have a race. You do the other one.
John Henry style.
Yeah. Do the other door and then...
Okay, there we go. Let's do it. Yeah.
I'm
the locomotive in this analogy. Come on.
I want to put some gold on this. I got the fever.
I got some gold on this.
O'Shea's not going to axe for your amusement.
I may get two elementals, though, Quovin. Did you work that into your calculation?
He's got a big axe, though.
Axe for his permission.
I got cinder in.
Okay, then, yeah, you'd get three with the 1d3.
Cinder, ash, and who?
Oh, he's new.
Yeah. Get a cool name out there.
Phoenix. I don't know.
Phoenix Arises. Ash and Phoenix.
Oh, good.
Gene.
Hi, guys. What do you need me to do, boss?
Gene.
First of all, lay off the cigarettes. We're only thinking about your health.
And mine.
And the creepiness. That would be great.
And the creepiness.
We can't take you to parties. This guy is
like Freddy Krueger over here.
Right?
I thought you were supposed to be the fun one.
I all of a sudden remember I want to go talk to Haz.
For a reputation. What do you guys talk about there on the elemental plane of fire?
Welcome to our plane.
We get plenty of time to talk. God, what's cool? What's going on? It's almost as if there's another planar gate in this place somewhere.
You can sense that, huh? It's a gate to the elemental plane of air.
Well, he can't talk to you anyway.
Nah,
he doesn't speak his language.
Nah, just fucking around.
No, he can't. I heard him. I think I've learned their language. Casting spells enough that it's starting to make sense to me.
So when you level up, you might be picking it up a little, and if you promise to spend one skill point in linguistics and learn the language of their peoples.
I do promise.
Okay.
Solemnly swear.
You can understand a little bit of what he tells you.
Super duper pinky promise.
I'm actually trained in linguistics too.
You got a shit ton of language.
That has character creation.
Yeah, every time you put a rank in linguistics, you learn a new language.
Okay. Then I didn't actually ever do that. So, okay.
So like, how many?
All we know, I already know.
Two ranks in linguistics?
Three, actually.
Yeah, three. So then, yeah, you add three more languages to your list. So you should have a total. You should have common, and then whatever your intelligence modifier is. Never mind about that. And then your... Yeah, so you speak common, and then now with three ranks in linguistics, you have three other languages. What would you like them to be?
All evil shit.
Yeah.
The language of the elemental plane of fire is called Ingan, I-N-G-A-N.
Hey, well, I will definitely
do that. I will definitely take Ingan. Has to be Voldemort. Draconic, so I don't know if we need that real bad.
Yeah, I do.
Alan, I know you know this. Oh, never mind. I found it. Okay, it's called
Ingan. Do Chinese.
Yeah.
Mandarin.
Chinese. Yeah.
Smart.
Order some takeout.
You should learn Spanish, though, if you're going to learn a second language.
I think I got a second language also because I'm human or something like that. There was some reason why I had a second language that didn't have to do with linguistics.
I don't know about that. I don't think humans don't get another one.
That may not have been the reason, but there was something. I'll have to look it up later.
We'll never know.
I forgot in the middle of the game. But I had Infernal.
Jason's over here making up stuff.
It had nothing to do with me.
You did already have Infernal on your list?
Yeah.
Okay, so then just pick one more, and then if you can figure out what that other thing was, and then we'll add one more later.
Okay.
So Infernal, Ingen,
whatever. What elemental?
How about Goblinoid? Or whatever orcs and stuff speak.
Well, orcs speak orc, and then goblins speak goblin. They're two different languages.
That's too bad.
Goblinoid, like he said.
Hobgoblins speak goblin, I believe.
What's the goblinoid umbrella? That's what he wants.
Actually, forget that. I don't want to do that one anymore.
Which one are we going to meet first?
Can I just pick it later? I got to think about it.
Sure.
But I will take
the next encounter.
So, okay, so you can...
Which we don't.
Whatever we run into. I might not let that fly.
What do they speak on the elemental plane of air?
The elemental plane of air, like your lightning elementals.
Actually, yes, I will take that.
Yeah, they speak Auron, A-U-R-A-N.
Get that shit.
I did.
Like Auron.
Super helpful. And we got the money.
We're
running that shit.
Interesting. I can bust out my plus 14 diplomacy.
We're going to drop down on Riddleport. Y'all ever read Fables?
From the air element. Plane.
Anybody in the chat read Fables? Come on, y'all know.
Come on now. That was written by Bill Willingham
and my buddy Matthew Sturgis.
Yeah,
your buddy.
Oh, your buddy.
He's a good dude. Damn, he knows Alan well.
We chat.
Good.
Okay.
Named Alan. All right. Okay.
And he didn't really write Fables so much, but
Jack of Fables.
Yes, he did.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Fables. Right. Fables in the name.
He wrote some Shadow Pact though with Bill Willingham for DC.
And
he's a Bill
Willingham
crony.
Three comics guys are fun.
So I just learned a bunch of languages. I just started all of a sudden talking all kinds of weird different things. That was
you just hit your head.
Oh, she's looking at Day-Day saying all these different languages, and then he looks at the blunt, and then he looks back at Day-Day.
Put the blunt down.
All right, so
I was going to cut back, but not anymore.
Yeah, so these fire elementals. These fire elementals are like, what do you need me to do, boss? I was making up that shit earlier about.
That's perfect. I like it. I need you to gangbang this piece of ice up here.
Wow! All right, so.
You know what they
are? Are you talking spit roast or?
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know.
I think we offended everybody in the book.
Was that nasty talk? I don't know.
That was.
We need a Cleveland steamer over here on the
much,
outdoor.
That was too much for even Alan.
Yeah, it was. So there's...
Jason Ford, don't act like you haven't been Cleveland steamered recently by your own son.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yeah, twice, in fact.
Too far.
Pervert.
Hashtag Cleveland steamer. That means poop, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I think poop
in it? Yes, is there a way to edit a live stream?
That's what I'm hoping. No way. It's out there now, it's baby. There.
Archived. For all to enjoy.
Archived.
Andrew, one day you can listen to this.
Dad, how could you?
This is your dad.
All right, those are precious baby moments.
That was for you, not them.
These nasty, filthy fire elementals.
And players.
Sick-minded fire elementals. Started melting the ice to this room that Quoven had been in via his sweet monk etherealness ability or whatever.
Body,
so
yeah.
When you were in there before with using empty body, you don't have color vision while you're in that state. And everything, look, you saw a lot of weapons. Some of them looked pretty weak. Some of them looked kind of nice looking. It looked like there were racks and racks of for the weapons, but mm-hmm. none of them were full, but there were still plenty of them in there. All different varieties. So big, now you melt the ice, and you see that, yes, it's all still there. There's armor, weapons, shields, all kinds of goodies.
I can only picture O'Shea, like a kid winning the Toys R Us shopping spree.
Oh, God, I remember when they had them. Run with the cart.
Get the cart. You're just filling it up with all the weapons.
Oh, and dude, you develop
a memory.
Toys R Us shopping strats where you would like extend your arm, maybe, if you were me and you thought about this too much, and you would extend your arm as you ran down the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
And just put everything. Like scrunching,
bulldozing all of the, like, even if you get multiples, that's fine. You could sell that shit. Right. Even as a 10-year-old.
I knew which aisles I would hit up first. It was a game plan.
Yeah.
And I recognize. It's weird how much.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Oh, first, obviously,
they're right there. I mean, you're not going to pass up a grade A Cabbage Patch Kid.
Flip those back in the day. Flip those. $200.
Man, Teddy Ruxpin.
On a rummage sale? At a rummage sale?
My friend,
grocery cart full of Furbies.
My friend,
like print money.
You put a two-line crew tape in a Teddy Ruxpin. This shit works.
Friend.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm going to YouTube and seeing if somebody did that.
Fuck, we just lost all the viewers on the Twitch.
Without the bear, I'm just warning you.
So racks of weapons and armor organized by size and type. And then you also see a smaller section of weapons and armor, kind of towards the back of the room.
We kind of glossed over whether O'Shea had a heart attack trying to compete with my fire elementals.
I refuse. No.
Is he alive?
He didn't want to play.
I would think that O'Shea is just going from weapon to weapon, like picking something up in amazement and then dropping it and picking up the next thing and then noticing something else and picking it up and dropping the thing he's holding.
Just over and over. At Christmas.
Like the Family Guy.
So, John, does O'Shea see anything that particularly strikes his fancy?
Yeah, okay. So, like I was saying, in the back of the room, there's a smaller section. And the weapons and armor here look really random, like unrelated. Most of the weapons you see on these racks look like they're a similar build. There's a few nice-looking, perhaps masterwork weapons among them. But for the most part, they just look like standard issue type stuff.
Come on, nunchuck.
But in this smaller area, it looks like completely random, different styles.
10 nunchucks. Come on.
It's the.
Unfortunately, there are no nunchucks.
Come on, John. You robbed me of those so long ago. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
To make my avatar complete.
The thief is in this room. This is where the thief ran to.
He put it there right anyway.
He's still hiding in here.
Is there a glaive among these by any chance?
There are some pole arms on the walls, yes, in the racks. They don't look like anything special, though. Nothing like the Rose of Shaylin that you had specially crafted. Your masterwork.
I look at it disdainfully.
Your glaive is masterwork, correct?
Yes, it is. Just listen to that episode.
But I would like something magical and not just something a craftsman labored over.
Well, everybody perhaps in this other section, that it would catch your eye, too, as being different. And that's it's like this whole back corner of the room. And stuff is like, it's not just thrown and piled in the corner. It's, it's laid nicely.
Like a museum.
On a couple tables here. A couple tables and racks and stuff.
Are there any, is there armor there too in that random area?
There is.
What do we got, John?
Yeah, what do we got?
All right. So there's some really nice looking chainmail.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that.
The chainmail has really intricate designs, reminiscent of almost like tree leaves and stuff. And like all the, not the actual mail itself, but all the joints and stuff and this where it's all sewn together. And it's really looks really well made. It's a full suit of chainmail. You also have a set of studded leather armor.
Okay.
It looks really well made. It's black, matte black leather. It's not shiny. And it has, again, like nature type patterns in the design, almost like a tree on the chest that spreads out where studs are, where leaves might be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, really well made. And one other set of armor that you have there is a breastplate
of righteousness.
Maybe.
Of awesome.
Could be.
Plus +5.
And this breastplate has a lion over like one part of the chest, over one pectoral. Peck. And an eagle over the other. Peck. And they look like
over one tete.
Yeah, and they're both it's just the head of a lion and a head of an eagle, and they are both howling. Wow. Or roaring, screeching.
Does O'Shea feel like being a knight?
Well, it's not full plate, just a breastplate.
Just a breastplate, which could be worn with other stuff or no?
Breastplate on its own, basically, like he could mix and match, but the armor he has on, I think, is... You have the bone scale mail on, right? Like, you couldn't mix and mix it with that. It wouldn't really work.
Because it's a full set.
And that shit. You wear that shit with the lion and the eagle on that shit in the wrong neighborhood, you will get swung on.
I know, right?
That's not just
isn't that House Gryffindor? We run into these Slytherin. You'd
be in trouble. This is all Hufflepuff turf. All around here.
I think we should take... I probably want this chainmail for myself as soon as I figure out like what exactly it is. Maybe ask Kaz. But I think we should, even if nobody wants to wear the breastplate. Oh, yeah,
we're taking it all.
And the leather. Have you ever run into a thief?
Right.
Right? So I think we should definitely take all three of those.
Even Kylesa, if we ever hook up with her again.
Oh, she's long gone. She's probably Grokka's bride by now.
Well, then we'll meet her again.
That's Stan's girl.
I'm super excited about the possibility of this elemental of air portal as opposed to walking back to fucking Wolfseer, man. It's so good.
It sounds like something adventurers would do, right?
Of course, it is.
Blindly jump into a
portal. Just jump into a giant portal.
Yeah. And there's treasure there for sure. Well,
let's get through this room. Sure. Let's get through this room and stuff before we start talking.
I'm just hype. You're right.
I'm not taking. That's what they have for armor. There are also two shields. One of them is a full steel shield, and it has a mountain. What looks like a mountain range, engraved into it in the design. Dwarves. Really well made. And it's snow-capped mountain peaks. and the steel shield. Another one is a. The other one is a wooden buckler. If you know what a buckler is, it's the small shield. The small shield that sits over your forearm
for parrying.
You can still use it, like if you're using like a bow and arrow and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And it's got iron, basically iron framework over it, and it again is really well made.
Probably the most powerful thing here.
Just like a geometric diamond type pattern engraved in the steel framework of it. But the wood is highly polished and it looks like free of any kind of chips or imperfections.
Ooh,
John, can I do a knowledge nobility on the armor that had the griffin and all that, the kind of heraldry on it?
Sure.
Sorry, I'm going backwards in time, but I just thought of that.
No, that's cool.
Back in time.
Dude. You talking about Huey Lewis? That's where I get all my news.
14.
14. Yeah, it doesn't really
ring a bell.
Ring a bell for you, no. All right. And now there are some weapons here.
Ooh,
as well.
Go on.
And O'Shea Jackson.
Oh, shit. This is where you shine, bro.
Something's going to catch your eye immediately as you make your way on a rack behind one of these tables. So as you get closer, you see it. There's a bastard sword.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this is where
fuck. It is a dragon slayer. It's a dragon slayer.
Please let it talk. Please let it talk.
It is a little bit. It's not made for giants. It's a human size weapon, but it's a little bit bigger than your normal bastard sword. A little bit wider blade, a little bit longer grip, and a really heavy looking pommel. Just a solid iron pommel on the bottom of it.
Fantasy.
Not like that. Bastard swords are like, they look kind of long and thin until you're actually holding one, and then it's like, okay, that's huge.
Okay.
You know, it's just like a long sword, but extended, you know,
like guts.
And then they have what basically on the grip, two grips. So you can hold it two handed, almost like a spear, you know, and it goes out. So
it's got an extendo grip.
Well, just like most bastard swords do, but it's big. It's hefty. The grip itself is, it's just made of metal, but at the same time, it has a lot of texture engraved into it.
Nice.
It looks like you could get a pretty good hold on it, though. Like if you were wearing gauntlets or whatever, it has. It's not just a straight shot. It's kind of what's the word? Not serrated. I don't know the word I'm looking for though. But it's staggered. There's like spots for your fingers, you know, where it can really fits really well in your hand. And then
notched or something.
Notched, yeah, notched might be. It's closer than what I'm saying, anyway. But the blade itself is just engraved from the grip all the way to the tip.
Hey!
Oh, God damn!
All right, from the grip to the tip, baby.
Shallow rectangular spaces that have what look like maybe kind of a flaming type engraving in them.
So you know what clerics can do as an orison, which is a cantrip.
We're waiting.
Detect magic. Different name.
Don't leave us.
They can detect magic.
All right.
Surely not.
Yeah. Sorry to steal that little bit of thunder.
All this time.
Yeah. Do your Roy Orison on this motherfucker.
Give us your
pretty woman. Walking down the street.
It's my favorite Hooker movie.
Yeah, so you start
that one,
kicking that magic, and all these items in this area.
Random, yeah, okay.
Pretty much all these items, not all of them, but the chainmail, the breastplate, the buckler,
the titty plate,
the heavy steel shield.
Yeah, I'll take those. I'll take all eight of those plus five javelins, John.
The bastard sword. The studded leather is not giving you a magic. There's a couple. The chainmail is not the studded leather. The bastard sword is giving you a magic. There are a couple short swords that are really nice and matching, but they are not giving you a magic. There's a dagger there that is magical.
That is magical.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Take it.
Taking the dagger.
And there is a warhammer.
I think I'll keep the dagger on me, actually. For close encounters, cue the alien.
Oh, there's actually... Oh, I'm sorry. There's actually two warhammers.
It's doo-doo.
What?
Two warhammers.
Are you strong enough to hold a warhammer in each hand? Because that would be...
One is magical and one is not, but they're both very well made. And
dude, I kind of want one. They look
like they're dwarven warhammers, you could tell, just because...
You're a monk.
Dude, I kind of want one. I want to be like...
You swore off weapons.
You kind of want another class, I think.
Man,
I mean, I'm taking a magical warhammer because it sounds cool. Unless Jason Ford can, the monk, if you could wield it, knock yourself out. But if
I
not,
can,
I'm
but
hooking it on my belt. I'm hooking it on my belt.
I don't think you can, buddy.
Oh. You can't use it.
What kind of stats does a magical warhammer? We'll find out.
Super jealous.
If I hold this up,
this is gonna be one of those fucking returns to you and everything and talks. It's gonna be bad.
Returns. What is he gonna be throwing this warhammer around?
Hey, if I hold that's this what I would do. Sword up to Hazarmaveth with the fire flames engravings on it, and I ask him but hold it at like you know, look at me on the chat
to Damon.
Look at me on stream to see to Hazarmaveth. I know that Day-Day's got that Orison, but
Haz is back down in the.
Day-Day. God damn it.
Day-Day. Right. I'm making a tanglefoot bag.
I forgot who's where and where who.
Yeah, if you want to identify
how many points does this have on the swings and shit?
If you want to identify the properties, you can roll a spellcraft check.
Yeah, that you're gonna need Haz for.
Okay. I'll just save it. I put slide it in my pocket. Man. But I feel like I could get maybe a fire power up or power boost, put one of your flame elementals in the sword and it shoots fire, something like that. That's what I'm going for.
Aim high.
Well, now, yeah.
That shit happens in Pathfinder, doesn't it?
Shut up.
Just like that, huh?
I mean, so you.
Let's find it out.
You just carry it. You don't like swinging around or.
I swing it.
No, it's just a fireball machine and it talks to him.
As you Beastmaster shit. Hold it up in your pre-swing. The flame engravings in it light up.
Oh. Then
as you swing it across in front of you, a trail of fire.
Wow!
Is this the Warhammer?
No.
No, this is the Bastard
Sword. Talking about? This is the Bastard Sword. Well, forget the Warhammer.
Yeah, right?
Sword. O'Shea drop kicks the Warhammer.
breaks it. Breaks his toe.
Right.
But it's
like kicking an anvil.
It is a fire. A fire swinging. It swings fire.
Bastard sword. Something like that.
I think that's what it does.
And Corbin, there are javelins in this room, but not in like this area. Just like standard javelins.
I'll replenish my stock.
Yeah, you can load up plenty of arrows and stuff, and bow and bolts and that kind of thing.
But, I'm going to wave my javelins around, see if any of these are on fire. No, nothing cool?
Nothing. Hey,
O'Shea, can you hit my chainmail with your sword and see if it's fire resistant?
God damn it.
Oh, shit. Blink.
Oh, he's blowing up.
It makes pretty sounds.
Hey,
I got a lot of
Trump really needs your vote.
Yeah. Missouri is a swing state, isn't it?
People in hell need ice water too, but they ain't getting it.
beautiful. Oh, that's good.
Well,
all right, man.
We plundered pretty much everything of note.
Game. So.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can basically restock any type of mundane weapon you would like in this room.
Oh, that's cool.
For as far as everything else, and not like nunchucks, though. Not like exotic.
Nothing cool.
You had to rub that in a little bit. Absolutely everything but nunchucks.
But except
I'm gonna try my meager spellcraft check on this chainmail to see if off chance I can identify it without him.
Yeah, just you're just like not quite able to figure it out.
Okay.
But you're like, okay, it's magical though, and it's
and it's pretty.
You know that much. Looks pretty cool.
It fits. It's nice.
I was just about ready to throw it away before.
It's a sleek cut.
Good thing it's pretty.
What type of armor are you wearing right now?
Chain.
A chain shirt or chain, like full chain?
Chain shirt. Chain shirt.
Okay. So this would
but
be.
I can wear full chain mail though.
Yeah, it would just, I think, impede your movement maybe a little bit. I forget if it's.
I think so. Yeah. I'll have to look that up.
No biggie.
I don't move around that much.
Chain.
No, chainmail's medium armor. Yeah, it would slow your speed to 20 feet instead of 30 feet.
Okay.
And it would bump your armor check penalty by 3 more.
Chain for Dane.
What's your dexterity bonus?
By 3 more or 2-3? Let's see.
It's to a negative 5. It has a negative 5. Actually, no, it's a magic though. It's only a negative 4.
My dex bonus is 1.
Okay, so it wouldn't affect that. So is your chain shirt magical or just regular?
It's just regular.
Okay, so it'd be a plus 2 to your AC plus whatever your magic bonus is on it. So if it's like a plus 1 chainmail, it'd be a plus 3. If it's a plus 2 chainmail, it'd be a plus 4 to whatever your AC is now.
Okay. And the cost would be going slow.
Yeah, the cost would be, you'd be slower, and it would affect whatever your skills are that are affected by your armor check penalty, like climbing and swimming, that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah, and I'm so good at those. Okay, well, I'll think about it. If it's, I want to find out if it does more than just.
But the thing about magical items, though, is that they're valuable, so you'll end up wanting to find a way to take anything magical with you.
Maybe I can sell it and buy a chain shirt. That's magical. Go.
All right, guys, you loaded up. You're good. Has roll me an alchemist check. Let's. Are you guys gonna wait around, and hang out while Chaz work? Chaz. Well, Has.
Porn star Chaz.
Dude, O'Shea is.
He's Chaz.
Fighting imaginary. O'Shea is fighting imaginary enemies all in this room, swinging fucking fire shit sword up. Everywhere.
Fucking shit up.
Love it. So dragon's still dead?
Dragon's still dead, but you can go stab it with your fiery sword if you'd like.
Oh, shit, throwing stuff up in the air and hitting it with the fire sword. Doing all kinds of shit. All right.
Just to see that pretty arc.
Swinging it really close to Day-Day.
Why don't you guys...
this charges.
This is not a very exciting episode so far.
What?
No, it's eluding
us. So sorry.
It sounds pretty exciting to Doug.
We do this. This is part of what we do.
Doug's got a boner.
They seem like they're having
at 90 minutes in.
A lot of fun here. So,
huh? Chat's blowing up. All right, Chaz, so we did all kinds of stuff.
Let's keep moving then. So
we killed a dragon, guys. What more do you want? We climax.
Run and dive. Run and dive in the hole.
Let's just
right now.
Enjoy the afterglow.
Yeah,
let's be honest, we peaked. It's
yeah. all we can do is jump in that hole, guys.
Let's keep it moving. Okay, so
that's our cliffhanger.
We promise you we'll be jumping in some holes. I don't know if it'll be the elemental plane of hair. We'll jump in some holes before the night is done.
Okay, y'all nasty. All right, so
hey.
Wait, who's the, I'm the one.
Well, we're protection.
Never mind. Has
sir,
give me that alchemist check. And see how well you did on your crafting.
Check.
How about that?
Okay, 17. Let's see.
Yeah. No, you made a defective Tanglefoot bag.
Could have been better.
Which one were you making?
A Tanglefoot bag.
The craft DC for that is 25.
18.
46.
Wow, 25.
So
can't quite get the hang of this one, but I'll try again some other time.
It's a thorny problem.
But if you'd like, you can always try to. I mean, you could take some of these materials with you. You know, there are like
traveling alchemy.
Yeah, I mean, there's an alchemist kit, like a small one you could take.
How many dragons does a guy have to kill to get to level 9?
You guys are not there yet. You just leveled up basically before you fought him. I think the only thing you fought after you leveled up was the invisible stalker.
Yeah,
and the dragon.
Oh, I'm greedy.
It's been
months though.
We're the only team that can make two fights last 3 months.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that was mission accomplished. How
talented of us.
You're welcome. Yeah. Clocked.
Waste not, want not.
All right. So you guys.
Can I raise this dragon from the dead and kill it again? Over sure. And over. Oh, well,
you can fight it by yourself, too.
Oh, my God. All right. So give me one perception check from either Danelin or O'Shea or Quoven.
Quoven, go for it. Quoven with the high stat.
Oh, no, I have a pretty good.
Going for it.
Is it 13?
Fuck, let me log on to roll20.net, I guess. What? Fuck, I haven't rolled all night.
Quoven.
What?
30.
Damn, with the 30!
As you are stepping over her corpse, which you just left in the middle of the hallway.
I just asked if she was dead.
You notice some shiny stuff in Alessandra's. On Alessandra's body.
Search her.
Oh no!
I get real.
Go there.
I get real grabby.
Search her respectfully.
Yeah, like
with the daintiest of fingertips.
Put your hand over her eyes.
Love letters to what's his name? Strahd.
Strahd. Different campaign, Jay.
All right, let me find where I had this. Yeah, Alessandra.
No.
Are you planning on?
I gotta remember. When one of you guys die, I gotta remember to loot y'all shit. I forget it.
You should definitely loot me. I got a haversack with like fucking unbelievable one of
stuff. A whole bunch of weed in it.
Still good.
Oh no, I threw that away a long time ago. There's a weight limit in this thing.
O'Shea would never know. He's still Anyway, John. Sorry.
So Alessandra, the woman that you freed from her icy prison.
Only to die moments
only
later.
Only to die fighting the creature who was trying to fight the creature that was trying to kill you.
She died how she lived.
Sacrificed her life.
I don't feel good about this.
The woman you left her dead body lying in a hallway next to the body of the creature that killed her. Just
at least
there.
At least we weren't the ones that didn't give her her own icon.
You notice that she has some stuff. I told you she was hot, so you left her with the fire elemental icon.
Hard to remember she was a living, breathing woman, though.
In fact, like your magical detect magic lasts for a little bit, and so it's still kicking as you walk by, and you're like, oh. And you find two potions of cure light wounds.
Yoink.
Fuck, yeah.
We don't need those.
She did, though. Why did she take them?
she needs them more than us, even in the afterlife.
O'Shea throws one to Quoven.
I shove one in her eye socket.
We need them.
We do. Hell yeah. We got a cleric that's doesn't like giving us healing sometimes.
Me and Quoven take one each. O'Shea didn't say any of that. O'Shea just quietly took his. O'Shea just quietly took his cure light wounds and put it in his little.
But I nod knowingly to O'Shea. I go, you know what this is for? Hmm?
O'Shea's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But dude, we had that conversation about data. Remember?
Is there a rule by which I can undo my channeling? Can I like suck the energy back into myself?
Remember when he sometimes doesn't like to heal us like all the time?
O'Shea's like, dude, shut up.
Okay. Right.
So the other magical thing you're getting.
I take out a little notebook and I look at Quoven and I write in it.
Quoven the Koof.
Great. Another book I'm in.
And then O'Shea starts talking to Day Day about Dragon Ball Z because Day Day really likes Dragon Ball Z and it's something to talk about.
That'll get him like, rolling.
And then Day Day's like, oh, yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Can we keep going?
And I start doodling Vegeta. Yeah,
can we keep going, guys? Can
remember
we keep...
when Piccolo came on the scene?
Yes. Yeah. I'm there. I'm back.
All right. So then you also find a potion of cure moderate wounds.
Yoink.
But as you look at her body, you notice, okay, wasn't she wearing a cloak?
We're not looking at her body. That's gross. John, we didn't look at her body.
Speak for yourself.
We know we noticed the cloak is missing.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't she wearing a cloak? Mm. And is this a tan line on her finger where a ring might have been?
Oh, no, snap, we she got looted already.
Oh, she's been looted?
Strahd looted her.
Fucking. I thought she was carrying a quarterstaff too, perhaps, but dude, she's not now.
I don't like that.
Dude,
I look around for a bat with a quarterstaff and a ring hanging off.
Just in the corner.
Man, it's also telling that Strahd, are we sticking with that? Doesn't need
Sargon. His name is Sargon.
Any cure light or moderate wound. Sargon, it needs any of these cure wounds. Oh, he doesn't need this shit.
O'Shea, I'm sorry if we didn't tell you, but he's a vampire. He's definitely a vampire.
Yeah, confirmed.
There's no such thing as vampires.
Yeah, if he,
I beg to differ.
If the vampire drank,
I saw him turn into a potion of
cure moderate wounds. That would
missed.
Yeah, didn't work too well.
Would it hurt him?
All the cliches.
All of them. He didn't even like my garlic breath.
I showed him my favorite mirror, and he didn't even care.
He hissed at it.
That was all right.
So that's that.
Damn, so he already beat us to it.
So she's been preluded.
Preluded.
Preluded and
prelude
probably by Sargon.
Dude knew what kind of shit he was getting for sure.
He's hanging around.
Yeah.
This bitch is hanging around.
We're going to have to fucking take care of him.
All right.
It was probably his to begin with, though.
You might want to twine your chest hair through the amulet as well, just for extra protection.
Done and done.
So what? A woman sorcerer can't have her own shit, Alan?
Yep.
I'm glad, son.
Wow.
Women can't own property.
Deconstructing gender roles on tonight's Douglas and Dragons.
Wow.
Normally I'd be all over that misogynistic statement, but she was a thrall. She was a blood doll.
And I know, that's why I was just fucking wrong.
Damn.
All right, guys, so what are you gonna do real quick? So now you're ready to go.
We're gonna jump in the hole.
No, I'm gonna run this way because I don't know.
Goddamn hole!
I don't know how long this happened, but I'm gonna run this way and I'm gonna do a perception check and I'm gonna see if I can sense Sargon's presence or signs of his passage or a cloak flipping in the distance off.
I'll perceive
that kind of.
I'll perceive on Sargon.
Feel free to roll a perception check.
It creeps me out that he was out there while I was in here making a tanglefoot.
No, 19.
Not making a tanglefoot bag.
Or, you know, maybe while you guys are sleeping.
Invisible.
Fuck.
Or, you know, maybe that.
Just lurking.
That
just hiding,
makes it feel lurking. Even better.
Just hiding and lurking and looking and seeing.
Yeah, you come don't. On, you do not. Warwick. You do not. You are unable to find him.
Oh, that's my shit right there.
You don't see anything that that's alerting you to his presence.
But what about when I cast Dispel Invisibility?
What?
Nothing.
O'Shea looks.
He's making all these gestures. Or like, what?
I just said
doing?
That out loud just to see if he would be startled and he would reveal himself.
And shuffle in the corner.
You're right.
Fuck.
You can see me?
Yeah, you can't see me, John Cena.
Invisible kid. I think maybe you want to put on some pants today if you want to fight crime.
Well, that's good advice. Good advice.
All right, guys.
Was that an outtake from The Tick or something?
From Mystery Men.
Mystery Men, nice.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Corpses.
Okay.
So we're missing loose.
Let's go link up. Back turn out?
What tanglefoot bag? I had no intention of making a tanglefoot bag.
Okay, I show
nice.
My
nicely done.
I don't even acknowledge.
Has
this divert failure?
Yes. I don't make him feel bad.
I was gonna make Has. Can you get anything from this dragon to make no stuff for
sword?
Oh, you
O'Shea interrupts.
Yeah.
So, if you remember, we had this conversation when you guys had the kill the dragon's children, the smaller ones.
They were large, very, very large.
You can try to hack at it and take, you know, scales or whatever, but it takes a specialist to really to make use of any of this dragon's, like, you know, its corpse. Because there's tons of stuff that can be made out of dragon's hide, dragon scales, even like some of the dragon's organs themselves, dragon's blood. But to actually extract it in one piece, you know, and not just mangle it takes some training.
Right.
So you guys were considering taking the young dragons with you. Or something like later on, but
some big dragon.
Yeah,
those are gone. I'm gonna get in his mouth and take the biggest fang he has.
You can do that.
maybe craft a...
It's not that big of a mouth, bro. Did you say get in his mouth?
No. It's a big mouth.
It's a big mouth, dude. I took like 30 damage from it.
He bit Quoven. Quoven's well aware of how big this mouth is.
Just take the one out of your shoulder, then.
We do this, we do one of those things like they do with sharks to see, you know, how big the...
I'm going
to
craft my own nunchucks out of these. How's that,
there
John?
You go. There you go.
How's that?
I remember.
I'm totally going to take the longest one for a javelin and then two short ones for nunchucks.
Nice. All right, so you're popping fangs.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I'm taking.
Isn't that like a song by Macklemore or something? Anyway, so let's see here. All right, man. So you guys, you're loaded up. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Are we ever loaded up? I want to ask Haz. Could you lend your expertise in spellcraft to this armor that I found? He's like waving it in front of
right.
us.
He's got a pouty face on. What about my sword?
Could you identify this sword from O'Shea and then take a look at this armor for me, please?
That's all he's talking about. I trust
only you to do this.
How strong is the sword?
So this is appraise?
No, this with is spellcraft. We're looking for magical properties, not value.
Okay. I look at Day-Day and I said, don't think I didn't hear you talking shit about me down the hall.
You didn't. I know you didn't, because that's like 100 feet away.
Echoes travel.
Unless you sent Miskers, and I see him right here. So, no, you did not.
He's in the window. He's looking out.
He sees Quoven step behind Haz. He's like, yeah, he was talking mad shit.
I rolled poorly, but I rolled a 17 for the sword.
Yeah, so did I. So that didn't work.
Well, okay, so you're swinging the sword around O'Shea Jackson, and the 17 isn't good enough to really tell you for sure, but O'Shea, you're pretty sure, I mean, you're swinging it around, you're pretty sure it's like a +1 flaming lungs bastard sword.
O'Shea made that?
At least.
Well, no,
at
I'm just saying, I mean, like, you know, he's swinging it, it seems
fair
like...
minimum.
It's like it has like some kind of like when he swings it, he's like, okay, this is swings like magic, you know, it's like better than the masterwork.
+1 kind of a feeling.
You'll know when you hit something for sure, but it definitely is a flaming, which adds 1d6 of fire damage to anything.
Oh, that's so pimp.
It would have been so good against that dragon. That's why the dragon sealed it up in ice.
Dude, check that Warhammer out then.
That was an anti-flame thing. Yeah. Can you take a look at my chainmail, please?
Oh, you're so nice to me today. Chainmail.
Oh, there you go.
29. Okay, it is a +2 chainmail.
Boom.
+2.
I say, I describe it as pedantically as humanly possible.
Yes, this is a +2 chainmail. If you wear it here.
As you can plainly see.
You see how the joints have been so reinforced with
this is interesting, and he goes in depth. Look at this.
Here's the maker's mark.
I cast hold person, but only on his mouth. thank you very much. As when we go to war, I will suit up in this thing for sure.
Check that Warhammer out. I'm so interested in that.
Oh yeah, and that
Warhammer.
I start pulling the Warhammer out of the haversack, and it just keeps coming out.
I botched.
Not sure.
No, Haz, it's not a dagger. It's a Warhammer.
It's Mjolnir.
By the way,
as long as you're on a roll.
There was a magic dagger.
How about this dagger here?
No, sorry. Jason Farrell. When I edit the podcast, I'll take out my voice, and I'll edit yours.
That's fine.
Put it together. And it sounds really good. But then I'll leave all this part in.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
Confuse everybody. I got a 26 for the dagger.
The dragon? What the fuck am I talking about?
Oh, God, no.
We need to end the podcast so I can get a break here. It's taking so long.
Is it a soul of a dragon trapped in a dagger?
Jump in the hole.
It is
a cliffhanger. The episode with jumping in the hole.
It is a +2 ghost touch dagger.
What?
How about ya?
Do I know what that does?
Yeah, well, like if you're fighting in like a ghost, like an incorporeal undead.
Oh, there
creature,
you go. There you go. Mm-hmm.
You can fuck it up with the dagger.
I like it. I throw my other dagger away, and I, well, actually, it's masterwork. So, anybody want a dagger?
Yes, I do. I'll take it.
I give my masterwork dagger to Haz, and I put the ghost touch dagger in my belt.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's a. It's almost like the metal almost looks like solid white. Like it's not painted, but just actually, the way light bounces off of the ghost touch dagger.
Nope, you're not getting it back. You're not getting this back. This is mine now.
No. I'm gonna do better than that. I'm gonna give you the ghost touch dagger.
Why?
Because I have a spell called Ghostbane Dirge that does the same thing as this ghost touch does.
There you go.
And so that way two of us will be able to affect an incorporeal creature.
Right on. Look at him. He's so giving.
Well, his force missiles and magic missiles, the force damage affects that too. So,
Quoven, you want the dagger? You can use daggers.
Sure, I'll take it.
I mean, just situational.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you punch a ghost or whatever?
No, you hear how God just cock-blocked me?
Well, no, I'm sorry.
It was a good point, though. How often are you close enough to see something?
If my magic missiles are empty, I might want something.
Yeah, and also, maybe Hazarmaveth didn't tell Danelin that. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I reach back in my memory and I remember him casting spells against Invisible Stalker. I know he can. He's got magic. All right, so I keep the Masterwork Dagger, give the Ghost Touch Dagger to Quoven.
All right.
It's like a solid
white. Like the metal looks white and not, you know, it's shiny but white. It's weird. It's like not painted. And the grip has like a bone and skull motif, but it's very subtle.
Nice.
Cooler looking weapons we found.
Yeah, it's very neat.
Is it? Would you say, John? I'm sorry. Was it plus one?
Two.
Plus two. Jeez.
Plus two ghost touch dagger.
Nice. Perfect.
And while you're on a roll, one more, please.
One more for the man.
Titty plate, please.
I'm still staring at the dagger that Quoven just put in his belt, and so. And then I will,
kind of muttering.
Fridger.
Oh, I can't have a dagger? Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I don't feel like
it. Fridger can't have a dagger. Oh, that's what you're trying to do. That doesn't make too much sense. Is that
maybe I'll run out of magic missiles. But never let it be said that he's not professional as he rolls a 34.
A 34? Well, what are you having him look at?
Yeah, he's not.
Titty plate.
Yeah, the breastplate.
Oh, the breastplate is a simple plus one breastplate.
What? I posted a 34 and a plus one breastplate.
All the, but and then I was just like, did you see
the magic item more powerful when you roll well?
Did you see the eagle? Yeah. Well, did you see the eagle five, though, on this? What about that?
Oh yeah, is that? I mean, that's gotta like come alive and peck people's eyes out, right?
No,
still just plus one.
Turn into a mount. Maybe you can fly down into the elemental plane of air with it.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, yeah. Just plus all right, one.
Freeze frame high five as we jump into the hole.
Yep.
Did you guys take the shields?
Not jumping in the hole.
Yeah, we took the shields, both of the shields, the buckler and the large one, which metal.
Are those magic?
Oh, shit.
Okay, yes, let's sir. Get a couple more rolls, please. As
oh man, all that shit's magic.
All this action, guys.
Well, it's free.
The fans are going wild.
Hot rolling action.
Everybody likes treasure.
Chat's
oh yeah, we do. 31 for the small buckler. The small buckler.
Mm. What does that
do? For the buckler?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The buckler.
Rich is buckler.
A plus one radiant.
Radiant?
Ooh.
Does that give off good energy then? Is that what that is?
Mm.
Or just light?
What a radiant shield does. It shines as brightly as a torch when you wield it. It can be suppressed or resumed on command.
Mm-hmm.
And once per day, you can use it to brighten to the strength of a daylight spell for 1 hour.
Okay.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
More light options. That's always good.
light source, yes.
Well, and then, yeah, but daylight would hurt, like, creatures that are, you know, like vampires, for example.
Like vampires, for example. just randomly.
Hint dropped.
Yeah. Not that I'm specifically...
It's coincidental, though.
If you came across a vampire, per se.
It's actually coincidental, believe it or not. All right, and then you have one more shield.
The big one.
Yeah.
With the mountain range on it.
I can use the shield. So I could use the shield and the glaive at the same time, right?
Glaiving.
Just like you could with the longbow?
Thank you.
Straight on. Well, no. Well, the buckler, yeah, but I think it gives you a small penalty to your attack. But just a small one. I have to double check. With the bow, it doesn't. Somebody was just telling me this. I don't remember who was telling me this. Oh, I think my buddy Kevin Guthrie is telling me this because he has a character that uses a pole arm as a, what's he use, a halberd or something. As a main
Kev's thing. Cool.
Kev's good super dude. Cool.
He knows the shit, but I think you're off base this time, Kev.
I love it.
27.
Yeah.
Is okay, so you're rolling pretty good on these spellcraft checks. What's your bonus?
Well, Matt.
15.
It is a, yeah.
15, yeah. Nice. Yeah. This is an energy resistant plus 2 heavy shield. It is. It resists 10 points of cold damage.
Ooh. That could have been useful. Man.
Well, that's why he.
Yep, there's another anti-dragon thing.
He said, not today. Yeah. Not today, motherfucker. Seal that shit up.
So we got a 1.5 difficulty modifier in our experience points, right? For killing him without all that stuff.
Kill the dragon the same way we kill everything, by falling forward until we end.
Flailing around.
Using all the spells, all the kicks.
It was genius drawing him into the hallways. Let me tell
trying
you.
As hard as we yeah. can.
Totally right. unintended.
What an all right. idiot.
All right.
And we're back.
Beating it.
And we're back. You guys got all kinds of shit.
Man.
Yes, we. That was
the kind of stuff that you would want for your plot, a dragon. Yeah,
in a long time.
Who just posted the thing on the Douglas and Dragons Twitter? It says with the glass of beer that says "It's the tits."
Man, I was just thinking about, like, we for y'all, even if this isn't on the podcast, just so y'all in the chat know, we. Jason Ford has a new baby, drinking that titty milk. We talked about the titty milk before the game. And that's why we've talked about titties so much during this game. Is not, I mean, it's still not that great, I guess. But that's at least.
Every time you say titty, though, it makes Alan laugh.
That's why
Alan giggles every time. But just. Just saying.
See?
I mean, listen to that giggle. You can't even. That's like, that's addictive.
You can't deny it. It's a great
joke. That's ridiculous.
That should be a Douglas and Dragons hashtag. Titties make sense.
Titty, titty.
You know, you could play that word in Words with Friends.
Every chance you get.
All right, guys. You got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You've raided this mountain. You've killed a dragon. You opened up a big old plane rift to the plane of air. You got the amulet you came for.
Yeah.
You've got axe beaks at the bottom of the mountain. Just like, who knows what they're doing now after a few days.
I hope their kibble lasted.
Yeah.
What are you guys gonna do now?
Jump in the
find out on the next
portal. Oh, okay.
I guess. I mean, or you could do something, and then we could cliffhanger. Or you guys want to? Do you need a break to think about it?
I really want to jump in that hole.
I'm not jumping in that
hole. Right, yeah, let me.
I'm on board. Come on, Haz.
Nope.
Yep. Get on board.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Check us out on social medias. Thank you for watching on the Twitch stream. And thank you.
Episode where nothing happens.
where we get all bunch of shit.
We had off ramp from the super from the boss battle, and
we get no last episode.
Oh yeah, you're right.
A lot of titty jokes.
Andrew loved it.
Yeah,
a lot of precious memories.
So much fun. Life. Yeah, shit.
Tune in next week where we jump in the hole. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the ops.
Yup, I'm not jumping in the hole.
Oh, Vampires.
No, I'm not even saying you. I'm not even saying you, Alan. I'm saying that, like,
I didn't write it.
Yes. No.
I'm not taking any offense.
Dude, I'm writing it.
No offense.
And I appreciate sharing your song, your voice. that song.
I am so not invested in anything I sing, so it's okay.
Except Beyonce.
Well, yeah, okay, I'll fight if you mess with Beyonce.
Yeah, I knew there was a tipping point.
Queen Bee, bow down, bitches, bow down.
I will bow down to that.
What sweet music like me.